I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A TikTok video is getting real news attention, and it's just one of those things that when you hear about it, you make that confused look with your face. You're like, huh?
What is the attention about? Is it because it's from China and it's subversive?
No.
Okay, because I've been hearing a lot about that. That doesn't seem like new news.
It's Anna and Raven. Here's the news clip.
A young woman from Nassau County thought it would make a cool TikTok video, so she asked her mom to film her jumping off a boat for a swim into the Hudson River in front of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, right. I actually saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
What's the big deal with that, right? Turns out Donna Pazer, who is 20 years old, got a lot more than she bargained for when she posted that video.
Yeah, a lot of flack.
A lot of people are being very mean, saying, I hope she dies from that water, and like just sending me death threats.
I mean, who wishes somebody? Like, I mean, it's one thing to make a snarky comment and say that water is going to kill you, or who would swim in the Hudson?
Right.
It's another thing completely to send somebody a death threat because they survived swimming in the Hudson.
Like, what? What?
What's wrong with people?
I mean, that's what's wrong with TikTok. But she goes on.
I just stand by my own opinion, and that is that I live by, like, the YOLO mentality. You only live once.
Listen, Don, I'm with you. I live by the YOLO mentality
myself. Of course, clearly.
100%.
Look at what it's done for you.
I think all the time, you know what? If there's a boat, and I could jump off of it into the Hudson River, and I can make a TikTok video, I'm going to go for it. You want to know why? YOLO.
Well, you don't have the followers. I mean, if you did it, people would just be like, are you okay? Did you take any penicillin after that kind of thing? I don't know, like, the world would get all worked up about it.
You think they wouldn't care about it?
I mean, what, how many followers do you have on TikTok?
I think, like, 60.
Right. So, like, I mean, it's like you and your family and...
and my daughter.
Yeah.
My daughter's friends.
A couple of your daughter's friends. Right. And they'll be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. Story over.
So you're trying to say I'm not going to get death threats when I jump into the Hudson River? I mean, I'm not good enough for death threats?
I mean, what do death threats really scare somebody that's not afraid of water that murky, right? Anyways, I mean, I guess there was a bunch of stats attached after, too, that said, nope, jumping in the water won't actually kill you at this point.
Well,
I did hear about that.
Funny you should say that, because the news report goes on and says...
What?
Donna says she did get some of that water in her mouth and wasn't expecting it to taste so bad, but she's not that worried. She says she does plan to head to the doctor soon for a checkup.
Good. Just go to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to be sure.
Right.
Like, this is a great idea. You only live once, but wait. I want to make sure I extend my living as long as I can.
First thing I did, I Googled, what happens if you drink the water from the Hudson River?
Oh, good, right.
So, actually, ready to learn something?
Please.
People north of Poughkeepsie do drink the water from the Hudson River. 1972 Clean Water Act cleaned a lot of it. But as for, you know, down here.
What, do they go down to the river and drink it, or they filter
they
it
filter
there?
It
okay,
there,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
But here it's gross, and I think it's just going to give you diarrhea, to be honest, from what I understand.
Well, good luck either way. YOLO!
YOLO!